This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What's the kind of the feeling now you live to fight another day? I mean, how does the approach change any that you're going back to New York? Is there a sense of, I don't know, satisfaction, but just like, okay, one step and now I take the next one?
Yeah, I mean, you just got to keep it in. I mean, 4 hours ago, we just had to win one game. Now we just have to win one game, you know, and that's just kind of how you have to look at it. So we got to win one road game. Obviously, you know, they're going to play their absolute best. And, you know, we're going to have to do whatever it takes. But I think, you know, just constantly looking at it, I just got to win one game and take it from there.
Joe Mazzulla following the Celtics game 5 win, 127-102 at the Garden against the Knicks. Game 6 tomorrow night at MSG. Keith, you highlight this a lot. We do flip-flop quite a bit on Joe Mazzulla from can't stand listening him to kind of loving what he's saying. I did love that answer.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
From Mazzulla. Mm-hmm. It's like, look. 4 hours ago, we needed to win a game. We still just need to go out there and win a game. That's our focus. It's a good answer.
Not bad.
From Mazzulla. And, you know, I think he deserves some credit for pushing the right buttons last night. I think he sat down Kristaps Porzingis and played Luke Kornet. I don't think Porzingis wasn't cleared. He told you. In an emergency, Porzingis could have played. So I think Mazzulla did some proper button pushing last night. Were you saying this on the air or off the air, Nick? Where he was on one just trying to get teed up last night?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, I mean, he was
screaming at Tony Brothers multiple
times. He was a wild man last night. I don't know how sustainable that is.
Back against the wall, you got to.
I think exactly.
This is what happens when you corner like a coyote or something.
It's a great point.
They'll come lashing out after you.
I mean, the guy says he loves watching other people bleed.
He does like that.
Loves the taste of blood.
Likes to get inside the darkness.
All that stuff.
Deep inside the darkness.
What was his one line? I am the wicked... That was him, right? Or was that a serial killer?
Hard to tell.
I live in the wicked.
Yeah,
something.
Yeah,
we other. Yeah, I can't quite remember what it was.
I think the Blue Meanies. Probably got it wrong. The Blue Meanies.
The Blue Meanies was him, I think.
Yeah, I think that might have been him. Pretty good. He needs a few more of those. That'd be good.
I like watching him bleed on the court. I think it's important.
So I mean, I admittedly big time flip floppers on this.
Oh yeah,
they lose a game. I'm like, shut up, Joe.
Well,
they win. They
us.
Win.
Yeah.
I'm like, get him, Joe.
If you didn't know what happened the night before and you hear how we're talking about Mazzulla, you can decide for yourself.
Like, anytime I walk down North End, I'm like, say your prayers.
See, I like that today.
Yeah.
Today I like that.
They He's get still thinking about how he can rob Fenway Park. He's still thinking about that.
They get eliminated by the Knicks? Maybe now, not so much.
Do we get an update?
Keith, we both had the same thought at the exact same time.
The Pardon My Take guys did a great job. We found out that he watches The Town every single day, every off day anyway, he watches The Town. But then when he was on with those guys recently, he was saying The Accountant 2.
Yeah,
was going to be the movie watched every day. But I don't think it's like readily streaming. Isn't it still in theaters? Does he go to the theater to watch The Accountant?
Would you rule it out with this guy?
No, I would not.
Yeah, me either. He goes to the Alamo every day.
Although I'm sure Ben Affleck sent him like a copy of it. I bet he has like an advanced screener or something.
He could probably
watch it whenever he wants.
Yeah, he could probably find like a bootleg version of it somewhere.
These rich people, they have different rules.
They do.
They can do whatever they want.
But so, yeah, I think it's one of the more under-discussed issues of the Celtics postseason.
What's he watching?
Is Joe Mazzulla not watching The Town, and is that impacting the Celtics?
Put The Town back on.
Put The Town on.
Yeah.
Why are you watching The Town?
You want a title watching The Town.
Might be great. You might be sick of The Town. That's not our problem.
I bet he's not.
It's not our problem.
It's a good movie.
That's on you. Watch The Town. Fix it.
This is the not f***ing around crew.
That's right. I would tend to agree.
You'd start Cornette in game six?
I would 100% start Cornette. I also would... I thought Peyton Pritchard should start yesterday, and he didn't. And you know what? That's fine. I'd keep him off the bench. So you go with your obvious guys with, you know, White, Holiday, Brown. Then I'd keep Horford in there. That's been working. I'd go Cornette. I'd go with the double big.
Okay, so here's the problem with that. But I think that makes sense, and you can do that. But if you start Cornette and Horford, and then it's Jalen White and Jrue Holiday, I mean, Horford and Cornette aren't playing the whole game. So you're going to need another big man to come in and soak up some minutes, right? Or are you going to...
I don't know. I mean, because I think...
You're going to just go super small after that?
I think I would go... Hauser gave you 15 minutes yesterday. So I think you can ask for maybe a few more minutes of Hauser, and then Pritchard's your other guy off the bench. I think I could see you going seven.
Because we're both shutting... Porzingis is not seeing
I'm
before,
not playing
correct?
Him. I'm not right. playing him. I wouldn't even dress him.
But I only bring that up because maybe people just tuning in might say, well, you had Porzingis. You can play him.
No, I wouldn't.
So I just think you got to choose Horford or Cornette. And then start Hauser or Pritchard or someone like that just to stagger your bigs, unless you want to see Kata in there or something like that, which I don't.
So in the second half,
yeah,
outside of obviously the 2.5 minutes where you got J.D. Davidson.
Cornette started. Horford played like 2 minutes and came right out, right?
But I'll give, so the minutes period in the second half.
Okay, I'll look up when Horford came out, but it was quick. Give me the total minutes.
You had Jrue Holiday, Derek White, Peyton Pritchard, and Luke Cornette all get 19 minutes.
In the second half.
Yeah, and Horford only played 4 and change.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm telling you, Horford started the second half.
Horford did not play a lot in the second half.
As did Cornette. Horford came, like, right out.
Yeah.
I'm just looking it up.
Oh, and then I say Hauser played 9. So you really played...
Pritchard came in at 10:01. Horford didn't even play 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So, but I'm saying, but that was, like, right away. I don't know if it... I'm trying to remember exactly how it went down. Was it because he liked what he saw out of Cornette? I don't think Horford was in foul trouble, right?
Horford
had 5 fouls. Maybe it was the foul trouble.
Yeah,
so I take that back. Horford was in foul trouble. Was he in foul trouble early?
Well, yeah, because his 5th foul was that stupid one on Jalen Brunson, where Jalen Brunson stepped on his shoe and he committed
the
foul.
Right. So maybe that's why he ripped him out of there quick. I think you can
balance it that way. Because even in the other games, I mean, how many minutes?
But Cornette played the whole third. Is he going to play like the whole first quarter? No.
No, he's not. But also, like, your question, I think it's more important your second half. Like, these games, I mean, it's the NBA, so this is kind of how it goes, but the Celtics have not had any problem starting games. It's been what happens in the third quarter, what happens in the fourth quarter.
That's fair.
So I guess as long as you got your ducks in a row for the second half, it doesn't really matter as much. But how many games did they really have, three bigs getting a lot of minutes anyway? Like, I don't think Luke Cornette, I mean, I'll double check Luke Cornette's minutes. He's averaging
like
16
10?
A game.
Yeah. I bet he gets like 10 a night. Last night's the outlier. I bet he's getting like 10 a night.
So game four, you're right. Actually, a little bit more. So games one, just the Knicks series, he went 17, 18, 10, 8, and then 26.
Yeah.
So can Kata give you 8?
We could.
Yeah.
But the other way to do it would be start Horford or Cornette, bring the other one off the bench, and start Hauser or something like that, or start Pritchard.
Yeah, maybe Hauser.
I mean, yeah. I could see them doing that. And look, Cornette's definitely in the rotation after that. And I asked you this earlier, what do you actually expect out of Cornette in game 6? You're picking the Knicks in game 6, correct?
I sadly right now. Give me one more sleep. Winner, I'll turn my mind.
Winner of game 6 wins the series.
Yeah,
you said that
definitely.
Famously.
I'm in on that. Okay. That's my take.
I'm picking the Celtics in game 6. You are not.
I'm not, but I think Cornette
But I'm low on Cornette in game 6.
But that's the problem. Yeah, yeah. So he went, what, 10, 9, and 7 points, rebounds, blocks?
Yeah, feels low.
Put me down for 4, 6,
Ooh.
And 2.
I went 4-4-1.
4-4-1
is my official over under. By the way, congratulations. We haven't done this in a while, Keith.
Yeah.
Officially our Haas of the Week here on Jones and Keith.
Congratulations to Luke Cornette. if there's a game 7, Jones.
Yeah.
Will they have enough time to put the number 40 up on the rafters?
Yes.
No,
sure.
Will people be wearing Cornette jerseys? Can they make them in time for the pro shop?
That I don't know.
That's
they could
tough.
Retire the number. Do people have enough time to find them in the pro shop, order them, wear them, get them delivered? That's
if
probably
you
not
go
time.
To If you get a custom jersey made now, number 40 Cornette, yeah. House suit, will it be there for game
Hurry
7?
Hurry it up. When's game 7? Monday?
Oh, is it Monday?
I think it's Monday.
It is Monday.
So maybe. That might be enough time. All overnight right. that thing. You could do that.
Why wouldn't they play on Sunday?
It's the NBA. Who knows?
Sorry.
You can get them for $80 online.
Oh, what? Answer. So answer yes.
$80 for a cornet?
Yeah. And free shipping.
Free ship?
While you're looking stuff up, how do we get a...
That's a good deal.
How do we get a Wally the Green Monster head?
I want a Wally head. I said that the other night. I was like, we were watching the game at home, brag, and my wife, I was like, look at that guy. Look how sweet that is. And I was like, we tried getting one for the show. She's like, just get one. Yeah. I'm like, well, they don't really sell them. She's like, they don't sell them? She's like, I'm sure you can find one. I'm like, I can't. I looked.
She tried to
end that conversation so fast.
Yeah, she had no interest in it. I thought you were going to say the new City Connect jerseys, which may or may not be unveiled tomorrow by the Red Sox.
That was breaking news earlier today on Jones.
I want the hat. I want the shirt. I even want the pants.
Yeah.
What the hell am I going to do with those pants? I want to wear them.
No one covers uniforms. We're the uniform fashion police.
Uniform show, yeah.
No one covers uniforms like us on this program. Red Sox will be wearing their new City Connects tomorrow. You heard it here on Jones.
I want a pair.
I don't. Nowhere else have you heard that, I don't believe. 617-779-7937. Congrats to Luke Kornet, Haas of the Week, as we tweeted out at Jones and Keefe. Congrats to Luke Kornet and his family.
That's right.
On this prestige. Rarely do we give that out on a Thursday. We normally wait for a Friday, but I think let's just do it.
But let's just, to close the loop on this, I could see him having a big step back in game six, but if they're able to still win, being a lot better in game seven.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Role players at home. It's a cliche, but it's a cliche for a reason.
That's right.
Here we go. We heard from Ray. How about Ray's good buddy and friend of the show, Tommy and Lynn? What's going on, Tommy?
All right, Tommy.
Hey, what's up, Jones? What's up, Keith?
Hey.
I was excited last night for that Celtics win. And Luke Kornet played unbelievable, like Ray said. He had 7 block shots last night. And he should be starting in this series. Porzingis is not right. I have the Celtics winning tomorrow, Keith, just like Jones. I have Celtics in 7. This is going 7.
Nice.
This is going to the distance. Let's go, Celtics. We're a better team. Look how they were moving the ball last night without Tatum. That was something, too.
So
the
Tommy,
ball movement.
Tommy, they're better without Tatum?
People were saying that, but...
Many people.
The ball movement was a little better last night. You guys got to say that.
Tommy, I agree.
No, we did. We did say the ball movement.
Tommy knows ball.
He does.
That's what I always say.
Yep.
Celtics win in your face, Keith. Celtics win in game 6. They come home, they win in game 7.
This is why they play the games, guys. You know, we can't just decide them on the radio. This is why they play them.
I likewise don't think they're better without Tatum.
No, let's not get...
They do have a better record.
If they win this series,
they do have a higher winning percent. Well, I wouldn't rule that out.
How insufferable is that going to be?
If they win Friday, he'll do a show on Saturday, just say that.
What a mind melt it's going to be for Celtics fans. If they win the series, we're all very excited, but then you're going to get the they don't need Tatum people, and then it's going to be like, I don't know, my head hurts.
Look, split up the Jays again for 2 years.
Yeah, right.
I learned this, because I said after Tatum got hurt, I'm like, I think they can still win the series. People have been screaming at me for like 48 straight hours. I'm like, I learned there are more Tatum fans than Celtics fans.
Oh, that's true.
Like, there's a lot of Tatum fans out there.
But that's going to change. That's because they thought the series was over.
Yeah.
Those people also thought they were going to lose tonight, so why get their hopes up? They win last night going away. If they win tomorrow, I think that
might... Split up the Jays!
Well, Mego notoriously is not a fan of the Jays. True. That's true. She hates them. Drew's in Rhode Island. Hello, Drew.
Hey, Drew.
Hey. I was just going to say, like, Mazzulla got a little bit lucky with Al getting in foul trouble, and... I think that's what led to Luke Kornet getting the extra minutes. And he was putting in great minutes in the first and second game. But Mazzulla wouldn't go back to him in the second half.
So he definitely got lucky with Kornet last night. But credit to him, he started Kornet in the set before, even before Horford was in any foul trouble. He sat down Porzingis.
Probably more to do with Porzingis' health than Horford's foul trouble. But either way.
But he...
Yeah, there's no way he could have predicted him to play that well.
You absolutely got lucky with Kornet last night. I think Luke Kornet would say that. Like, you got lucky with that performance, for sure. Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. Josh is in Nashua. Hello, Josh.
What's going on, Jones and Keith?
Not much.
You guys ever had a Mike's Hard Blood Orange before?
Have I had a Mike's Hard Blood Orange?
Sounds very intriguing, though.
Have you had any?
7!
We got... Right now, I'm on one.
Nice.
You're on one?
That was like, it was like Missoula last night.
Yeah.
So what was that, a Mike's Hard Blood Orange?
I'm having one.
No, we get it.
More than one.
We get it. So you're recommending. Okay. You got thoughts on the Celtics last night, Josh?
Yeah. Well, Al Horford's clearly Ben Wallace. And Luke Kornet's Ben Wallace. And Al Horford's friggin' Hakeem Olajuwon. You know, he's going to play till he's like 65 years old. And,
I get it.
You know, the Celtics are just, you know, I just want to trash on him, Jonesy. You know me.
You want to trash on the Celtics?
The guy is drunk.
I mean, I don't.
You know what the bigger upset is that, that the Celtics winning last night?
What's that?
He didn't swear.
Oh, he was close.
I thought he was going to cuss.
I do think he was close.
Genuinely shocked. I have my finger on the button.
He's on a Mike's Hard Lemonade?
He's on one. Yeah.
He's on a few.
He's dropping, yeah. He's dropping some Mike's Hard.
I don't know if that's good or bad promotion for the product.
I was literally going to say the same thing. I don't know. I
can't tell.
I don't know if that was brilliant guerrilla marketing or yeah. I wonder how they feel about that.
Would you rather have a Mike's Hard Lemonade with Josh and Nashua?
You led the Dodgers to a World Series.
Or yeah. not. I mean, those are your choices. I'm going to tell you right now, didn't even know it existed prior, so I kind of good guerrilla marketing.
It's now on our radar.
Yeah, I got to be honest, I can't stop thinking about it right now. Probably going to get one after the show.
Adam, one right now.
Adam's in Las Vegas. Hello, Adam.
Hey, so I think I know what's wrong with Porzingis, and I'm being totally serious.
Okay, good.
It's most likely mold. I went through the same situation where doctors couldn't figure it out. And I had a mold doctor, a mold specialist coming to my home. He found mold in my home, told me exactly what I need to do, and moved out of the home. I found a functional doctor, not a regular doctor. And I got better. I was extremely sick, worse than Porzingis. But if he's having breathing problems and they can't figure it out, and they have all these special doctors, they got to look at his home, get him out of his home, and right. see if there's mold. Maybe even the locker room, too, but I'm being totally serious.
All right, Adam. No, we are, too.
I actually just saw an updated injury report for the Celtics. Kristaps Porzingis questionable. Mold. In parentheses.
We're going to get our best mold guys on it, Adam. Don't you worry. We're not going to sleep until
Watch
we get it good.
There. Could it be asbestos? That's actually the silent killer. Asbestos. Could
maybe
be
mold.
Could be mold.
All I know is it's not COVID. We do know that definitively. It is not COVID. The Celtics have ruled that out.
Just to be clear,
you have
the guy.
A silent mold on your right side.
Oh, what? The guy drinking the Mike's Hard Lemonades.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with the mold guy. These are separate callers.
Nope.
Not related at all.
No, they did all come in one bunch, though.
Do you think he has mold in his house?
I don't know. I'm not. Just like I said about the blood orange Mike's Hard, now I can't stop thinking about it. What's going on? Where does he
It
live?
Makes a lot of sense. The symptoms are there.
Yeah.
You don't want mold in your house.
Could be mold in his car. Don't him
mold in your car?
Yeah, don't him and Jaylen Brown carpool everywhere? Don't
Jaylen
they live close
fine,
to one another?
Though. Jaylen looks fine.
Well, I'm saying, but maybe Porzingis is like, hey, I got mold in my car.
Can you give me a lift?
Yeah. Yeah, I got mold all over my car. Give me a lift, would you?
Porzingis
I think they live in the same building. I think he's right.
I think so.
Yeah.
But Porzingis is closer to the ceilings just because of his sheer height.
He's closer to the mold.
Right.
That's the problem. Yeah.
Me, I'm down here, 5'11", no problem. You're 7'3".
How tall is Adam
just
in Las
Vegas? Drinking it in.
Adam in Las Vegas. It's got to be at least
probably
6'10". Yeah.
Or he had low ceilings.
Oh, that too. All right, 617.
No stone unturned. No, I've always said about
look,
the show.
We're not turning anything away, no. is all I know.
That's the problem. If the Celtics aren't going to tell us what it is, we're going to have to come up with reasons.
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing our jobs here, Keith, as well. That's all I know. 617-779-7937. More calls like that for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. We'll get you the clip du jour, and it's time for Grab Bag.
Grab bag on Jones and Keefe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary.
Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for Grab Bag!
Yes, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Grab Bag brought to you by Awaken 180. Weight loss in the NBA last night following the Celtics' win over the Knicks in Game 5. The Minnesota Timberwolves defeated the Warriors 121-110. So Minnesota wins that series in 5 games. T-Wolves back in the Western Conference Finals. It's
interesting. So Steph Curry played in Game 1. Not all of it.
How's this a Tatum thing?
Well, I'm just
this is where you're going.
Well, you made it a Tatum thing.
I didn't even mention any of the players.
I'm bringing up Steph Curry.
I didn't name a guy.
Steph Curry. They won Game 1 with Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Then they lost him and they lost 4 straight?
That sounds right.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I don't know
you're the one making it a Tatum thing.
I was making an observation.
No.
I brought up
Steph Curry. You brought up Tatum.
Hall of Famer Steph Curry.
Yep.
Better career, Curry or LeBron?
LeBron.
Curry.
99 restaurants. Always a
grab bag.
Tonight in the NBA, Thunder Nuggets. Thunder are up 3-2. This game is in Denver, 8:30 start. Will we get a game 7?
I say no. What do you say?
Probably no. It's been a good run, a pretty good run by the Nuggets, I would say.
I would just make sure, if I'm the Thunder, no mold in the hotel rooms. Because running around with
and
mold in your lungs
high?
At altitude?
Forget about it.
Yikes.
Forget about it.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
Well, the Florida Panthers and Brad Marchand are one win away from a trip to the Eastern Conference Finals. They defeated the Toronto Maple Leafs 6-1. They now have a 3-2 series lead.
They were up 2-0?
They were up
2-0. I'm sorry, Toronto was up 2-0?
Yeah, the Leafs were.
Classic.
Yeah, the Leafs were up 2-0. They've lost 3 straight.
All right, so we're one win away from that pick in 4 years or whatever.
And they've given up like 13 goals or something over the last 3 games. They've been getting smoked.
Nice.
So yeah, that one's going to come down to at least a game 6 coming up in a couple days. And then in overtime, the Edmonton Oilers defeated the Golden Knights, sending Bruce Cassidy home. That series ends in 5.
I saw some of that. Real good handshakes last night. So, by the way, Marchand is at 2 goals, 7 assists. He did have a game winner, and was it game 1? Game 3, their first win of the series, game 3. Marchand is 9 points, 10 games. He's a plus 8 in the postseason for Florida.
Don't you striped head, we're gonna get you back to Tyson and your cozy tiger bed, and then we're gonna find our best friend
grab bag,
and then we're gonna give him a best friend
also grab bag.
Red Sox are off. Mercifully, the Red Sox are off tonight. They got swept by the Tigers yesterday. They are going to be back home. Big 10 game homestand coming up, including tomorrow night's pitchers duel for the ages. Garrett Crochet versus Chris Sale.
Ooh.
Right here on WEEI, 7:10 first pitch from Fenway. Excited. I'm excited.
Did you hear the stat earlier today?
I did. I couldn't help myself but hear the stat.
It was.
You had a great one.
It was first time in baseball history, Keith. Yeah. Uh-huh. They could be facing the reigning Cy Young winners in back-to-back games.
Wow.
That's something. Now, Alex Cora.
How has that never happened? Oh, because of Interleague.
Well, yeah, I think that probably, Interleague that probably ruined it. But, but Alex Cora is just happy with how they've been competing, Keith. So
Other than been competing their tails off.
It's almost a poorly timed off day. You would think losing three in a row, getting swept by the Tigers, you would think that'd be a well-timed off day, but not for Cora.
They lost two.
He likes how they've been competing. He doesn't care about the wins and losses. He actually likes it.
Wow.
You got to fight for your right to grab bag.
I would tend to agree with that. The NFL and the owners are going to vote next week to determine on whether or not their players can compete in the 2028 Olympics in flag football. What do you think of that?
Well, do you think it's going to be like Mahomes, or do you think it's going to be like scrubs?
I think it's going to be studs, not scrubs. Studs.
You love the Olympics, so do you want this?
Yeah, hell yeah. I give these guys a chance. They don't get to play in the Olympics for anything else. And the thought of flag football being introduced in the Olympics and then losing it would be insane. Like losing anything football to another country would be insane.
We wouldn't lose.
I don't think so.
It's like hoops.
Get like Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle out there and have them just breaking ankles on guys. Nobody's going to get touched.
I don't need it in the Olympics, but you want that?
Well, I don't. No, not really. So I don't really want flag football in the Olympics. I don't think it makes a lot of sense. But the fact that it is, let these guys play if they want.
Oh, I see.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like the NFL guys don't get a chance. Like all the other sports, those guys get a chance.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Maybe Jalen Polk, when he gets cut by the Pats, he could still continue to play football somewhere.
I think
that'd be a good spot.
I want to win the gold medal. I don't want Jalen Polk out there.
All right, good point.
I want to do the best I can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. My name is Grab. Grab that.
All right, well, the schedule release videos came out last night. Of course, Jones and I both did the Patriots schedule in 60 seconds. We did our wins, losses. You can see it on at Jones Akeef on Twitter and Instagram if you missed it.
Yeah, no offense to Portnoy. He took like 6 minutes.
So
we rip right through it, 60 seconds each.
So this year, the Patriots, so each team tries to be creative and come up with their schedule release video. A couple years ago, it was just Ernie Adams, which was kind of funny because all these other teams have like these really highly produced, like, great graphics teams come up with stuff. They just had Ernie Adams just rolling his sleeves
up, just
telling
the
schedule.
Games,
yep. This year they had Portnoy do like one of his emergency press conferences and just kind of rifle through the games.
Well, good idea. The problem is, and this isn't Portnoy's fault, and this isn't really even the Patriots' fault, but just you got to let him. Well, what did we were talking about this off
corporate Portnoy.
Yeah, you can't have
it's not going to work.
You need him cursing and being vulgar, and if you really want to make it work, you got to let him do it. He obviously can't do that on the Patriots social media.
Have you ever watched a 6-minute video on Twitter?
Not typically.
I haven't.
Not typically.
Yeah,
I admittedly skipped around in that one a little bit. He had him going undefeated. Where'd you have him again?
I had him 10-7.
I had him 9-8.
Yeah, we're all pretty positive.
All three of us in the playoffs.
That's right.
So pretty good.
That's true. There were a lot of different highlights, of course, including the Indianapolis Colts had to apologize for in their video. They had Tyreek Hill getting arrested, so they had to apologize. They said sorry about that.
Yeah, they got taken down. Now, theirs was all, weren't there two Minecraft? Theirs was a Minecraft as well.
Theirs
right?
was Minecraft. So the Chargers, who always do a great job, they did a Minecraft one this year, and they included the Ian Rappaport, Jordan Schultz Starbucks fight.
See, now I like that. I forgot about this.
The Atlanta Falcons.
Cadlick tweeted this out, yeah.
Yeah, so the Atlanta Falcons did like a Mario Kart one, which was really sick. It looked like Mario Kart for the N64, Mario Kart 64. So they had at the beginning, you could like pick who you wanted to drive, and they had like a bunch of Falcons, but then they also had Sir Purr, and they had like a few of like the NFC South opponents. Anyway, Bill Belichick and his girlfriend, Jordan, they've been taking a lot of shots at the Falcons, right? Mm-hmm. She wears the shirt that's like Falcons Super Bowl champs and all this stuff. So they took a shot at them on like one of like the beach courses for Mario Kart. You flash over and in beach chairs, you have what looks to be an old man, what looks to be a young woman. And then there's a sign that says, we're not talking about that.
Nice. She wants to wear the 28-3 shirt and be cutesy and, it's so funny.
I think they deserve it, don't you think?
The Falcons deserve to punch back. Good for them.
Yep, and so they finally did. So God bless them.
Now, Bubba told me everything he knew about grab bag.
The Forrest Gump ones don't get used enough. People like the Forrest Gump ones.
That's a solid Forrest Gump. That's a reference people get from Forrest Gump. We have some deep cuts in Forrest Gump. I think people might be struggling with a little more.
This is one of my favorite ongoing stories. So the streaming service, Max, is going through yet another rebrand. So as you remember, there was HBO. Then HBO formed with a whole bunch of companies like Cinemax, but also Warner Brothers. Or they had like a big group come together. They went from HBO to HBO Go to HBO Now to HBO Max, just to Max. Then even within the Max design, they changed the colors multiple times.
Yes, I didn't realize that the amount of changes.
These are all been changes.
And names, color schemes, they've rebranded like 1,000 different
times. So if you have the app on your phone or something, you just look at it and it's like, okay, that's changed. Like, oh, that used to be purple. All right, that's black. That's fine. All right, now it's blue. Okay, whatever.
It's a whole different name.
They're now going back to HBO Max.
Nice.
So they had it.
Who,
right there.
Who gave the advice to take HBO out of the name of that streaming service?
That's the most insane thing.
That's horrendous advice. People like HBO's shows. People like HBO's content.
And it's like
staple. Why would you take HBO out of the name of the app? That's so dumb.
Home box office.
So good.
It's great.
Good job going back to it.
Did you see the video of John Cena on the streaming stuff for Peacemaker? He's like, am I doing Max or HBO Max?
He's trying to produce ads or whatever.
Is this a joke or is this an outtake?
They put it out there. It's him in like costume and he's reading stuff probably like, Peacemaker this August on HBO Max or on Max. And then they're like, actually what we're doing now, like it's not Max anymore, it's HBO Max. And he's like, so I'm just going to replace all the Maxes with HBO Max? He's like, yeah. He's like, but like they're all doing it. I don't get it. What a weird like ad team that they have. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, the focus groups let them down there for sure. Yeah.
When it's around 1:30 and the takes continue to stay hot,
nice.
The Jones and Keith grab bag's a really cool spot. There's no other place to hear the grab bag. The Jones and Keith grab bag. The Jones and Keith grab bag. The Jones and Keith grab bag. You're happy now, Jones.
I am, yes.
All right, is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
Somehow, yes. The schedule came out before he picked a team. Yes.
Yeah, it does not have a team. We're still waiting on a team.
What are we, 10 years old? I've seen every
grab bag
on the planet.
All right, let's take a look at the top NBA performers from last night, Jones. A couple of games for you guys to choose from. Anthony Edwards, 22, 7, and 12.
A lot of turnovers.
Yep. Yeah. Julius Randle.
Good one.
29, 8, and 5.
Real nice option.
Jaylen Brown, 26, 8, and 12. Derek White. 34 points, 7 threes, or Luke Kornet, 10 points, 9 boards, 7 blocks.
Now, look, I know what you want me to do.
No, I'm just, those are the five options. You can pick one.
Luke Kornet is the Haas of the week.
True.
But the player of the night was Jaylen Brown.
And here comes the grab bag. Grab, grab, bag, 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 grab, grab, bag.
But who was the best baseball player of the night, Jones? Was it Kyle Stowers?
Who?
3 for 4, 2 dongs.
Nice.
Kettle Marte, 2 for 4.
How many home runs does have? Yeah, I'm sorry. Keep going. Right. Kettle Marte, yep.
Rhys Hoskins, who we had traded to the Red Sox.
Potential trade option for the Red Sox.
4 for 4, 5 RBIs, dong.
Nice.
And on the pitching side of things, let's go with Jesus Luzardo from Philly. 7 innings, 1 earned, 6 Ks.
All right. If you were going to guess how many home runs Kyle Stowers has this year. The only reason I even know the name is because we do this in grab bag every day. How many home runs do you think he's got?
8?
10.
10 dongs.
Hitting 300 with 10 homers. That's your ball player of the night there.
Okay. Yeah. Kyle Stowers.
Kyle Stowers. Good for him.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, with no game for the Red Sox, this is truly a random baseball player of the day.
It's the best kind.
This gentleman played for 3 teams.
Okay.
In his 9-year career.
It's a short career.
Twins, Blue Jays, Brewers. He got in, he got out. He could say he was a pro ball player.
Now I hear those teams, and I'm thinking Paul Molitor, but he played longer than 9 years. I know that. Well,
it's not either one of those guys. Those are good guesses, but it's
that was such an urgent move after Paul Molitor.
I know, but I've been late to the you got it.
But no, I know what you're saying, Nick. Sometimes Keith just makes a move for that mouse, and you're like, we nailed it.
A little
it.
Herky jerky.
No.
I just want to be prepared. Yeah. Like, wow, you guys are firing off guesses already. What if I told you he played the hot corner?
The hot corner. All right, we've had this
guy probably.
Corey Koski?
He got it!
The Red Sox win!
We've had nice. Corey Koski before?
Yeah, I believe so. Now, I don't even know if that should count for me because I've been so ice cold with these.
Or do we have Kotze?
No,
Mark Kotze?
I'm pretty positive we've had Corey Koski before.
I can do one more if you want one more.
I think we're good.
I could do another
Paul
one.
Paul Molitor.
Yeah, it's Paul Molitor.
I just like that all out of all the days, the random guy he picks is one we already had. You had any team. You could go with any team.
Well, because I'm telling
he's
you.
He's an exclusive club now.
The brain of, Nevin, the brain of Keith. Yeah, the brain of Keith is just interesting because it's like I can pick any guy I want. There's nothing holding me back.
It's a mess.
Any player that ever played in the sport, I can pick anyone. Corey Koski. It's not like he was directed there by the opponent.
Right, this guy was a second baseman. Played for the Twins, Nationals, Dodgers, Mets. I think we've also had him before.
Yeah, I know who this is. Hang on. This is Brian Dozier. Is that right?
He got it!
Look at me.
Yeah, because that one we asked for a nickname.
Pattern.
Yeah, exactly. That one we asked for a nickname, and he said he couldn't give it to us.
Yeah, I can
well, the reason why...
I can go weeks and weeks without getting one, but two right in the same one there. Yeah.
Happy birthday to Brian Dozier.
Oh, good That's, for him.
Yeah,
oh,
it's 38 today. Yeah.
Happy bidet.
Yeah.
Good for him.
World Series champ 2019.
Look. It's a random baseball player of the day.
One-time gold glove winner.
Every day in the grab bag. Some days are more random than others.
One-time all-star.
Some days it's really not even random.
If you listened 2 weeks ago, it might be that guy.
Might be the same guy. Depending on your listening habits, you may only hear one name.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's the grab bag and the random Dang. Ball player of the day. On Jones and
be an intern.
Dial up. Yeah, you're just, what? He comes in. Where do you go to school?
Who's your random player?
Suffolk. Okay, here. What am I going to do? Am I getting, like, coffee for you guys?
No. Keep track of the random players, and then give me one that we haven't used.
Just write it down.
That's it.
We don't, that's all we need you for.
Don't we have a spreadsheet?
Yeah, you'll get college
credit.
Yeah,
we did, but I haven't updated it.
Well, a listener did that for, yeah, a listener did all the work.
A listener did do that.
All you had to do was write it one name
before the new year, though.
Yeah, he hasn't, So if anybody wants to volunteer and do that.
It's long gone.
Seems like a lot of work. You can dial up WEEI afternoon, 617-779-7937. You can jump in line there. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And we'll wrap things up with the clip du jour next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, here we go. Back here on Jones and Keith WEI. It's time for our clip du jour. Jones, ready for that?
Oh, sounds wonderful. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today we had, after a big Celtics win last night, we had ourselves a first-time caller from the state of Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. Let's go to Greg in Minnesota. Hello, Greg.
How you doing, guys? A little nervous calling Boston Station.
Don't worry about it. It's going to be fine.
It's not Minnesota.
Anyway, yeah, that's true.
Very, very gutsy performance. I've been a Celtics fan since 74, believe in 1974. I'm 63. But very gutsy, very proud of the boys last night. I don't know what they can do the rest of the way, but that took a lot of heart out of that team. You know, I mean, you lose Tatum, Porzingis is out. And my key, and you guys are probably going to laugh at me, how big does Luke Kornet play down the series now?
Greg, yeah. Don't be a stranger, Greg. Thanks
Greg,
for calling it.
Great, great call.
Let's get it.
Better
get
than my first time.
Let's get a map going.
Yeah.
Longer than your first time.
For sure.
Let's get a map going. We can put a pin
better
right
than
in.
My last time.
We could get a pin on the state of Minnesota. Let's check that box there.
Yeah. Callers to Jones Kiefer. We're worldwide.
I do like, because we don't get a lot of calls from Minnesota. I do like that he talks about it like it's hockey. Hey, you got the boys going. You said somebody's going to pay Kornet $100 million.
The first guy I thought of was years ago, Jerome James had like a decent like playoff series. Nothing special, but was like pretty good. And the New York Knicks were like, give that guy all the money
what
we
about,
have. We need to have him.
Jim McElvain, Todd. Who was the guy on the Sixers? And then the Nets.
Was it
McElvain?
Todd McCullough?
McCullough?
Todd McCullough, McCullough was the guy on the Sixers. Jim McElvain?
Is that him?
Jim McElwain.
McElwain?
That's a guy.
No, he's a coach.
Okay. He could have been a player coach, McElvain? For all we know. Yeah, there we go. We figured that out. We got there. We had a few of those today.
I didn't notice this in real time.
Yeah.
Nick pointed this out immediately after that call. People pointed it out on the text line as well. The guy felt the need to clarify he's been a fan since 74.
1974.
That's 1974.
Not 2074.
No.
Fan since 74, believe in 1974.
1973.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not talking about like from the future, like 2074, are you?
No.
1974.
2174.
Yeah. Like, I'm 63.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Well, you know.
No, I like
as
that guy.
Said,
that guy
was good. It was his first time.
Yeah, no, we all get nervous. And so that was good. And he wanted to get into Luke Kornet, and it was the Luke Kornet game after all. It was a big topic today.
It was indeed. Jim McElvain did play for the Sonics. Todd McCullough. Keith nailed it almost right away. It was Todd McCullough.
Oh, speaking of the Sonics, I got another stat for you. We had a caller mention a stat similar to this. Players with 10 or more points, 7 or more blocks, and 100% field goal percentage in a playoff game over the last 40 years.
Okay. So that's Kornet. Who else is on the list? You're asking me?
Sean Kemp.
Oh, nice.
That's it. That's the list. Luke Kornet, Sean Kemp.
Wow. Who cares?
I cares. I love Sean Kemp. The Rain Man? Pfft. Kidding me?
It's a bad karma for you. He almost fell out of his chair. You see that?
It's a piece of crap. Hart's wearing his jersey again. Hart also, 2 days ago, was talking about, do you wear a t-shirt under your jersey? And he said no, he wasn't. And then 2 days in a row, t-shirt under the jersey.
Nah, in public, though. Because I saw a guy at Scores yesterday with none underneath, and he looked like a douche.
Yeah.
You're not the beach. Same t-shirt? Different
today?
No. Different t-shirt, same jersey.
Wait, what?
Wait, what? T-shirt underneath. You're wearing a different t-shirt.
Yeah, he's wearing the same
t-shirt.
Oh, same jersey. This Jalen Brown jersey will be on me until they lose.
It looks more like a
shirt
Brown jersey.
The shirt underneath the jersey is what I'm saying.
That changed. Yeah, I'm going to change that up for odor purposes.
So you do take it off. You're not like a never nude.
Yeah, no.
You do take it off.
Yeah, no, but I'm going to be wearing this until, and they're not going to lose for a long time. So
you got clearly, tomorrow too?
Obviously. Did you watch how JB played? The facilitator?
Yeah, did you watch
12 assists?
Yeah, I did.
That bullet pass under the basket to Holiday?
It wasn't the Jalen Brown
game. It was like Brady to Gronk.
It was the Luke Kornet game.
It was the Luke Kornet game.
Screw Luke Kornet.
Oh,
he got lucky.
Well, maybe.
It was maybe once he did the reverse jam,
oh,
I'm like,
my God.
What is this a Disney movie where like
he got somebody else's powers?
Sympathetic figure, something happened.
It was great.
But yeah, that was a great victory.
That was a fun game.
It was a fun game. Yep. Josh Hart got his junk grabbed by my guy JB at one point, which
was a big night for Jalen everywhere.
Yeah, Jalen was all over the map, diving for balls, turning down threes, carrying the team to victory. So
that's great.
Oh my God!
Old twist.
Did you guys notice the McDonald's down the street has the Get Well Soon Jason Tatum on the
Nice. I drive right by there. Didn't you see it? Huh?
Yeah. But I don't think they have the cake batter McFlurry yet.
No. We didn't talk about
it. Why is it always back to that?
Well, I want that. It's on my brain.
Is it even real? Because I'm a sucker for those things I see on Instagram, and then I find out they're not real.
Could be fake.
There's a million of those accounts that put out like AI photoshopped fake stuff.
Could be. There's
because I'm always a sucker for them. And
so that's a good tribute to Tatum. You see, Bill Chisholm was wearing his Tatum jersey last
night. Where do you stand on that? I say if you own the team, you might as well. I'd play a few minutes.
If you're a billionaire, rules are off.
I would literally play. I'd be like, put me in at the end of these games.
Billy,
team wouldn't be great.
Billy thought maybe the tags were still on it.
The game was in hand.
Is what Billy thought last night. Maybe the tags.
JD Davidson and Rich Keefe.
The tags it.
Went out and purchased it. Okay. Well, we got WEEI Afternoons coming your way. That's the crossover. It's brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The lobster rolls are back at the 99. 100% North Atlantic lobster piled high on grilled brioche, served hot buttered or with just the right amount of mayo and celery. You gotta love the nine. Stay tuned. WEEI Afternoons. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. More questions about first base, I'm sure. Stay tuned for that. Comes your way next right here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.